Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 4, Part 2, Your View of Life's Emotional Ups and Downs, the Beautiful and the Ugly. This is very, very important to understand because this is really the essence of what we're learning how to do here, is shift the way you relate to life's emotional ups and downs by giving you an understanding of opposites that's different. So your unconscious view of emotional ups and downs is hold on to the good stuff because those are the strengths on your map because they feel good, and get rid of the bad stuff. Those are the weaknesses on your map and those feel bad. This is what your unconscious mind wants to do with this experience. So we have a root desire to banish the weaknesses from our life. And one of the ways that this shows up in our lives is our desire to make the world a better place by getting rid of what's wrong with it. I love that picture. Sorry, no food or drink allowed in the movie theater. If you think it's bad, you want to get rid of it. So we make rules and other kinds of things. But we really want to do it to make the world a better place. And this has been our soul strategy. And if you look at how we perceive personal growth, transformation, spiritual awakening, and the social potential movement, really the underlying desire is to banish all the weaknesses so it's 100% permanently, never changing, strong, and works without any mistakes. So then the question is, can you make the world a better place? And paradoxically, from our perspective in this training, you can and you can't. Let's think about that for a minute. So can you make the world a better place? Yes. As a human being, you equal a dream machine. Remember, we talked about this before, and this is by design. So you are here to do, to create, and to manifest, to make your ideas real, bring them into the world to make it better. So yes, you can make the world a better place, dreaming up new realities, catching them, growing the current reality. It can make it better, and of course, sometimes it makes it worse, paradoxically. Perhaps the effect of it can make the current reality worse. Dreaming up new realities fulfills your purpose as a human being, according to this map, and you are definitely driven and influenced by the direction filter to make the good permanent and to get rid of the bad permanently. This is the drive to move towards pleasure and away from pain. You notice how you're getting familiar with a lot of these ideas. So the other side of the coin is no, you can't make the world a better place. As a spiritual being, you are a spark of the divine by design, and you are here to be, to learn acceptance of what is as it is, to expand your consciousness, and to discover who you really are at your highest level of identity, which can only be done when you allow what is to be what is, so that you can expand your consciousness and explore and get to the level where you can find that out. So living with reality as it is opens the door to other levels. It expands your sense of identity, and it fulfills your purpose as a divine being. So the paradox of your desire to make the world a better place is that you can't really fulfill it because life is optimally functioning as it is from the spiritual perspective. And you can't get rid of your desire to make the world a better place because you are a dream machine by design, and the direction filter is constantly driving you to make things better and to avoid things that make it worse. It's really helpful to understand the paradoxical nature of your desire to make the world a better place. You cannot fulfill it, and you cannot get rid of it. And by the way, when I say you can't fulfill it, I mean you can't fulfill it permanently. All right. You can certainly make it a little better today, but what we've really done is just reorganized our relationship to opposites in some way, bringing some forward, sending some back, messing around with the arrangement of duality itself. But duality remains duality. This is part of what we're doing here as the point of the learning. So living with your paradoxical desire, your success in doing this, which is not easy to open that door, is influenced by how much what's called divine discontent you have in yourself and your desire to make the world better and yourself better. And also by the new both and option that this training and the 6-step process will install into the direction filter. We have talked about that a little bit. So what we're doing there is giving your direction filter the option to move towards seeing opposites as one whole and move away from setting one up against the other, just to give you a little remembrance there of what that means. So just as a reminder here, why can't the weaknesses get departed for good? The answer in this model is because they are essential to the flow of life and its goals of balancing, renewing, and expanding itself and all of its parts. To remind you, weaknesses have great value. If you remember from the last module, they are renewal in motion. They also are transition states that allow life to move from a strength to its opposite, to move from one form, to lose that form, to take on the shape of the opposite strength and take on its form. So transition states, which are the weaknesses, are unavoidable. They are generally uncomfortable. They are often hard, scary, and confusing, as you know from your own personal experience, because you're not where you were and you are not yet where you're going, if you're lucky enough to even know what your next destination is. So it's not a comfortable place. So what to do with your emotional angst around those highs and lows and the fact that you're going to have to go around the infinity loop? Keep your eye on the flow. Remember, there are gifts, insights, awakenings that are awaiting you when you ride the flow. Keep returning to the river. Go back to the flow of life no matter how many times you lose your way. And learn the knack for riding the river's rapids. And that is the 6-step process that you are learning here. The river's rapids are your emotional highs and lows. What not to do with your emotional angst? Fight the flow. These we all know well. Leap onto the land. That's think about it. Cling to discord. Or throw your mystic map that you're getting here overboard in your panic. Don't do those things. And if you do, of course, come back to the river. All right, another paradox. In the land of unresolvable dilemma, discord is not discordant with harmony. It plays a role in the land of unresolvable dilemma in creating harmony again. However, it isn't much fun and it's not too enjoyable for you, but there is nothing wrong with it. It is meant to be there when it arises and it is playing its role as it is designed to do. It's just not so pleasant sometimes for us. So why would you want to ride the river's rapids? Why go with your emotional ups and downs instead of putting your energy into getting rid of them? Because navigating your emotional ups and downs makes life much easier. It makes the journey easier, and it stops your spiral into suffering when you create pain because of the pain. That's your dramatic story about the pain. That's when you're on the downside of the loop, right? So when you ride the river's rapids, your emotional ups and downs create equilibrium or balance, an equanimous state, which is very, very, very important and very, very nice to be in. It creates stability. Your emotional ups and downs give you fresh energy, new expressions of life, and the expansion of your perceptual abilities. And when you think of your emotional ups and downs, think of going around the loop as you learned in the last module. Think of the direction, think of all the things that it is yours to say yes to if you wish to go all the way around the loop and follow and ride the flow of life. Okay, here's your homework. Why do we want to banish weaknesses? What is it about us? What drives our desire to make the world a better place? Can you succeed at this? I'm curious about your paradoxical answer. What should you not do with your angst? What is the best way to ride the river's rapids? why are transition states needed? And what are you to do as a human being while you're here? And what are you to do as a divine being while you're here? Okay, enjoy answering the questions. And, of course, I'll see you in the next video. Much love.